You know, I want to bring up something that's good news with the Lions, with the Kirby Joseph update and the Kendrick Law update, two injury things that aren't working out. Birchie Kidd on our website did a story about Aleem McNeil and how last year I couldn't really, I couldn't really train and run and stuff like that to get the fat off. I've been able to do that this year, eat good, feel good, sleep good. And now he says he's a season removed from tearing his ACL in December of 2024. He is back. I'm me again now. Something or nothing?
I think it's something. Because the Aleem McNeil we saw before the injury was really turning into something great. Not just good, but something great. Then he had the injury. We saw him come back last year. And he was clearly still building himself up. You know, he was healthy enough to play, but not near the level that he was. So now he's got a full off season of training under his belt. I'll believe him when he says that. And obviously the proof is in the pudding. We'll wait to see when he actually suits up and puts pads on. But I think this is one that you feel, okay, if you played last season and you stayed healthy last season, that now you've had real time off where you can train the way you want. I think it's fair to say that he can return back to form before the injury, which was really good.
The story has been tweeted out from our Twitter account. If you're interested, at DunGator971. He's almost a forgotten man in some ways, right? Because you know you see a guy, you start to believe in a guy, then he gets hurt and he comes back and he's not nearly as productive as he once was, and you go, well, wait a sec. Do we get duped in this one? And, you know, coming off injuries, it sometimes does take a while. And think about how helpful that would be. Think about how much of a difference he can be in the middle of the defensive line. And you talk about, you know, collapsing pockets from the inside and when he was at his best and what they've invested in that position with a first-round pick in Tyreek Williams in year two. And you look for that jump. Middle of the defensive line has potential to be a strength, but it's one of those, until we see it, you got to go out and do it. Got to go out and get a fully healthy return to form of Aleem McNeil. Tyreek Williams in year two takes a big step forward. That could be a strength. Run stuffing and collapsing pockets. There's a lot invested with a big money contract, McNeil, and a high draft pick in Williams.
Well,
so play like it.
Yeah, I mean, Aleem McNeil was showing the ability of being able to actually be a pass rusher from inside, which is huge if you can get that. And it's a great complement to what you have on the outside. And Tyreek Williams, this is a big – I think season two is a big season. You got to show big strides. Otherwise, you just be another long list of players that would just meh, which would be disappointing. You know, we need to have some improved play from him, and the – defensive end position outside of Hutch is going to be heavily scrutinized, particularly as you're seeing other edge rushers being traded or signing as free agents elsewhere. And there's still some other names out there that you and I continue to go, when?
Cam Jordan.
When's Cam Jordan going to sign with somebody?
Really surprised he hasn't signed with anybody, which you get to a point where you start wondering, okay, we must be overvaluing him because nobody has signed him.
Or...
he's overvaluing himself.
No, or he's going to retire.
Could be. Or he could be waiting for that ripe, I don't want to be in New Orleans anymore. I want to win a Super Bowl. I'm going to wait for the injury on the team that is a Super Bowl contender and they come calling. That could be it.
Could be.
Kang, what do you make of the Aleem McNeil story? Do you think it's something or nothing?
I hope it's something. I mean, that'll be such a huge boost to this team. There's a reason why they gave that guy a huge extension. You know what I mean? This isn't like they've done well in finding like Roy Lopez type players and like, what's it, Pat O'Connor, whoever. Name a guy, a rotational guy that's actually, you know, help contribute here and there. That's not what they're looking from Aleem McNeil. They're looking for a game wrecker, a game changer. And when you get pass rush up the middle, that's something a lot of teams don't have. Some teams might have a guy on the outside. Every single team in the league is looking for a guy from the outside, but not everyone has someone from the inside. And that's what made Aaron Donald so special, too, by the way, and so important to the Rams. So if the Lions have their guy McNeil and he's healthy and he's ready to go, as opposed to what he was last year, that just makes Hutch and Derek Moore or Wanham on the outside, you know, even more valuable for them too, because everyone, I mean, pressure up the middle is different, right, than from the edges. At least they, those guys can step up into the throws. You get pressure up the middle, a lot of these quarterbacks then on the run are just not as good and accurate as they're, you know, they're supposed to be. And so I think the McNeil thing is a big thing. I hope
he,
it is.
He was looking like a top 5 to 10 player at the position in 2023 and 2024 before he got hurt. Last year when he came back, he had one sack in 10 games. He had four games he played, according to the story by Birchie. It's been tweeted out from our Twitter account, at Dungator971. He played four games where he didn't even get a quarterback pressure. Like, it was just, he wasn't the same guy. Now, if you look at his age, how old do you think Aleem McNeil is?
25?
Yeah, he's 26. He's still really young. Like, this is not like he's, you should be getting diminishing returns.
No, no, exactly. I mean, he was coming off an injury. So let's hope he gets back in the upward trajectory to where he was a couple of years ago and improves, even improves on that.
All right. My buddy was 100% sure Carmelo Anthony played a couple of years with the Pistons. That's from an unnamed texter.
There are lots of players, though, that you forget actually played with the Pistons.
Like,
just like big name players.
Is there one?
Tracy McGrady was a Piston, right? I totally forget that.
Billy Owens was a Piston.
Sean Elliott was a Piston.
I'm pretty sure Billy Owens was a Piston.
Billy Owens, yeah, he was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From Syracuse.
Yeah.
I mean, Derek Coleman was a Piston.
I mean, if you had asked me, am I 1,000% sure Tracy McGrady never played for the Pistons? I'd say, yeah. Yeah, right? He never played for the Pistons. There were always McGrady rumors, though.
But he did.
I'm in my 40s now, but I remember my seventh grade teacher telling us that Michael Jordan had a breathing condition, and that's why he always stuck his tongue out on dunks.
Oh, I didn't realize it. He had a disability, huh? That makes sense.
Yes, because it's the dunking part of the game that tires a player out, not the running up and down the court.
He's even more amazing than I thought.
Yeah.
King, did you know that?
Yeah, I was in the same class as that kid.
Okay. Is a Jordan card with his tongue out worth more than a Jordan card where it's not?
No. Doesn't make a difference.
Doesn't it?
I mean, hold on, let me ask ChatGPT.
Well, right. Think about your cards and which ones are more valuable. Do you have any cards with a tongue out?
Yeah, there's a lot of cards with a tongue out, because that's, he did that a lot during an action shot. So.
Yeah, just saying.
What's your, what do you think the value, well, maybe I shouldn't ask you.
Yeah, don't ask me. Right, and the wife will know how much I'm spending.
That's a good point.
It's college fund.
You know, you do know what tomorrow night is.
Well, it's Friday night, June 5th.
Yep. You got plans.
I have plans?
You should have plans.
I should have plans?
Yep.
Is this something we should do together?
I can't. I'll be out of town, but if I were here, I would absolutely go with you.
We got some sort of like tequila fest or something like that?
Nope.
Taco fest?
Nope.
Bourbon fest?
Did you see who's playing at Pine Knob Music Theater tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, no. I have not seen. Wait a minute. Who's playing?
Will you commit to going?
Yeah, I'm not going to commit to. Is it Black Crowes?
No.
Okay. Because they were playing with Whiskey Myers. I was. Who we got?
Kesha. Is playing at Pine Knob tomorrow night.
It's real life algorithm, man. I hate it. It's so true, though. Why would you say Kesha the other day?
I don't know.
See?
First name that came to my mind, I'm thinking, let's go with a female, and it was one name. It wasn't monosyllabic. That was the problem.
For one syllable, and he came up with Kesha.
Guess that one, ooze.
I'll trust you. That's a play on words with one of her songs. I have no idea.
Took me a second to get that.
Thank you, Doug.
No,
the
I'm not.
Mentalist.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The mentalist. Yeah. He tries to get into Gator's mind. He's like, no, wrong, Kesha. Dude, you totally answered the question wrong.
By the way, coming up at 1:30, the latest on the Tigers and the trade deadline, according to one of the foremost authorities in Major League Baseball. That will be at 1:30 here on Carson Anderson, 248-539-9797.
Are you excited about this upcoming weekend with the Tigers? Now that it's a 3-game win streak they've got. Mm-hmm. It feels like they've got to really validate this and get everybody back on board. They got the weekend series. Mm-hmm. The weather is really favorable now. I haven't looked ahead at the forecast other than know it's going to be warm. I don't know. Hopefully it's not stormy. But
it's a little bit of rain coming in, I think.
But as temperatures, now we're into summer. This is the time schools are going to get let out here in the next week or so. It's an opportunity to really kind of turn things around. I bet the organization is like, please, God.
Well, sure. I have to imagine there's a different feeling in the clubhouse after 1-3-game sweep. Like, okay, let's prove something.
And it's not like they swept the Royals. They swept a really good baseball team.
I know.
And kind of embarrassed that baseball team from the get-go.
And they should be. And the Tigers have been getting embarrassed. And they suddenly look like the best version of themselves.
And now we got the rematch of the divisional series last year.
I mean,
sour taste in our mouths.
I mean, you won't go tomorrow night because you'll be at Kesha. But yeah, people are probably out at the park this weekend.